It's the Jimmy Smith Show!
Yeah!
Touchdown!
Jimmy Smith Show on the Ravens!
It's our very second episode with Jimmy Smith. And hey, we actually get to see you today. I know listeners can't, but I can. Hi, Zooming.
Hello.
How are you doing?
It's a whole new world because we used to do it at the bars and then 2020 happened. So we're reimagining this thing. Last week on the phone, this week we're Zooming. Next week, who knows, we might be at Camp Jimmy hanging out on the back deck.
Or come over for a barbecue.
It's a nice spot.
It looks like it. Jimmy, last night's game. Everybody wakes up in a different, fun, happier mood when they win a game like that. Do you feel that? You probably had a paper boy going, "Nice game, Mr. Smith." Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but speak to it. It was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you know what it feels like when after losing to Oakland.
Yeah.
I mean, and it just makes it that much sweeter when you beat Kansas City Chiefs, such a big-time rival for us, somebody that's had our number the last few games. And to get a win like that, nail-biting win, to watch our offense really just push it through. You know, defense, we had our spots, but our offense definitely really pushed that through.
You played with the man. Do people still get fired up when Ray Lewis comes out of the tunnel doing that squirrel dance?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny because it never really gets old. it's kind of iconic, you know. And then I think I was standing by Rashad Bateman when he came out the tunnel just to see his eyes light up like, wow. Just looked over like, how many years you play with him? I'm like, yeah, he does it every time he comes out. Too.
And they showed Mahomes, and he was laughing too. Like, everybody was enjoying it.
It's definitely, like I said, it's definitely one of those iconic things you know you don't really get to see, but it's one of those things you kind of enjoy. It's definitely a legendary dance in Baltimore. So that's why everybody imitates it when they try to come to Baltimore. They score a touchdown or something. They want to imitate the Ray Lewis dance.
Jimmy, what was it like being out there, full house? Last year, when Kansas City came to town, you could hear crickets. You could hear Mahomes celebrating in the end zone. Not this time. The crowd really, you got home field advantage back.
Yeah, and it's crazy because you actually get to feel what the difference is. You felt the home field advantage. It was so loud. When they jumped over that, when they scored that first down at the very end, like I don't know when the last time I heard the stadium that loud.
That's what producer Will Blake said. He said it was so loud.
Yeah, it was incredible. I mean, the energy just to get that win, and that win was so sweet for us.
Yeah.
And it was so sweet for all the fans. Like, everybody that's a Ravens fan enjoyed that win probably more than a lot of other ones we've had. Yeah.
It did a lot for morale. You know, like, if it had been another loss, we'd be like, well, we could still do it, but...
Well, we got a lot of guys on injured reserve, so...
Yeah, there's excuses out there to be had if you wanted to go that route, but the fact that we did it with the guys that we knew we could do it with, and it was preached all week in our meetings, it was preached all week when we spoke to the team that, you know... Forget everything else. Forget who we playing. Faceless, nameless people. We got to go out there and dominate these guys. We got to get pissed off and really whoop these dudes. And our team went out there and did that.
So, Jimmy, I have a question. You won by a hair,
right? That's all you
need. It was a nail biter. So is the win still celebrated like, yeah? Or is it like, okay, that was way too close?
Absolutely. You're facing a heavyweight and you win by decision, so what?
That's still cool.
Won. You know, a win is a win. And you don't expect to go into a heavyweight fight like that against a contender, a Super Bowl. They went to the Super Bowl the last 2 years. You don't expect to go into a fight like that and just dominate them.
Then
it would seem kind of fluky, you know, the fact that it did go the way it did. Because it seemed like, you know, they're out there shooting their best shot, too. So you want it to be like that. You want it to be a great game. You want to see two offenses going, two defenses making plays, and, you know, the best team won.
From 35-24 to 36-35, the Ravens win. We'll come back with more of the Jimmy Smith Show. Marianne Cirk and Kirk McEwen celebrating 1-1, on the flagship station, 98 Rock. It was big. Sunday night football this week, Monday night football last week. The Ravens, only game in town. I love that when there's just one game.
Yeah.
Sunday afternoon at 1, there's 8 games. But on Sunday night and Monday night and Thursday night, right, everybody was watching, everybody was into it. And now everybody knows Odafe Owe's name, although on the morning shows, they just said his last name. And Owe with the fumble recovery, but Odafe Owe, he was my player profile this past week. I was wondering why he switched names. He said it was just kind of spur of the moment. His family's been calling him that, and he said, I'm just going to do it. I really love what he brings to the table, Jimmy. And I know, you know, him being a linebacker, you being in the defensive backfield, you're not around him all the time, but you can feel his confidence and his presence.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the sky's the limit for that guy. How freaking fast he is. I mean, I think he ran a faster 40 time than I did. And he's way bigger than me. But the sky's the limit for him. He made some incredible plays last night. And, you know, it's only going to get better for that guy.
It was the interception caused by Odafe Owe pressuring Mahomes, and he goes down and he makes one of those throws that he completes a lot of times, off balance, just heaves it in the air, and Kelsey comes under it. Not this time. Tavon got it, and then he punches the ball out and dives on it a la Marlon Humphrey or something. It was great to see.
The punch, yeah.
Yeah, fruit punch.
I mean, that's two great plays from a rookie.
Yeah.
And a huge game. You know, in the fourth quarter, that's huge. I won't be surprised if he's a defensive player of the game for that.
And Marianne, now it gets a little different with the Detroit Lions.
Detroit,
yeah.
Coming up, any? Well, so now you can focus on it because I know football players, you guys don't like to dwell on the past unless it's a win, of course.
No, they don't even dwell on the wins.
So, right.
You get 24 hours. You get 24 hours. So,
so onward and upward. How are you feeling about the upcoming game?
I mean, feeling strong about it. I feel strong about every game, though. But
right,
you have to.
Yeah, you know, we haven't got a chance yet to break down the film and see what they look like. But I do know they got Jared Goff from the Rams last year. So I know they got a good quarterback over there, and I know they got some good talent. I've seen some of the highlights from the first game, so I'm excited to go down, break their film down, and see what our coaches got in store for them.
Let's say you're hypothetical, Jimmy, 3 weeks from getting back on the field. Do you go and study film if you know you're not even going to be on the field? How deep you get into the film? Come on now.
I mean, I studied all week for this like I was playing. Wow. I mean, that's how I'm going into each game. Yeah. It's just like, you know, can't really talk too much injury stuff. But
right.
Yeah, I study each week the same. I want to know the plays. So if I'm out there, like last night, I have my headset on, listen to every call. And then as the call goes, I'm seeing where I'm supposed to be at and what I'm supposed to be doing on that play.
Smart.
So you stay in tune. You just want to stay in tune with the game, especially when you're out on an injury. Because when you get back, it's fast. It's not, you know, you don't get time to warm up. You have to go right back into it and be hitting all cylinders. So you kind of want to keep your brain fresh with that. Stay attending, you know, all the meetings and all that, even if you're not going to play.
Is the first day studying the tape, or is that just something that you do throughout before the game, every day before?
So I'll study for about an hour and a half, 2 hours every day.
Damn.
I just like to see all the plays. I like to know what they can do, what they have done in the past. But our coaches, how it's broken down and the way our staff does it, our defensive staff does, they break it down in sections. So one day it'll be first and second down, runs and pass. Mm-hmm. Next day it'll be third down and fourth down, passing and runs. And then it'll be red zone, low red and high red, 2 minute.
I'm trying, trying to watch Maury, not a lot of – Second down breakdown, but I get it.
Homework.
That's what you get paid for. Jimmy Smith and the Jimmy Smith Show. It's usually the day after the game, just like it is tonight, 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, right here on 98 Rock.
It's the Jimmy Smith Hour.
Jimmy Smith Show, yo.
I have a weird question for you that I've always been curious about. When I watch at home, not sure if you get access to this view. When I watch at home, they show you guys popping up, like your head will pop up, and they'll make like funny things happen.
Oh, yeah, the graphics.
The graphics, yeah. And they did Lamar. They said he's Super Lamar, and they had
a cape.
Cape, and then they said Lamar's kryptonite, and then they showed Patrick Mahomes. Like, how do you guys feel about the graphics? When they do the photo shoot and they go, okay, look sad, you're like, oh, great, they're going to put my head on a football.
They just grab a picture, I think, do they?
Well, you have like a day of that. So, like, during training camp, it's a full day of videos, camera, all that stuff. So, it's one full day of all of it. And you don't know how it turns out, but that's how all those live action shots are happening, or not action shots, but those live like standing pictures, staring. They make you sit in the camera and just stare for like 10 minutes straight. Yeah, they say they kind of want you to be a model. They want you to do it all on your own. But, you know, most people are just like, not trying to be bothered with it. So they just sit there and stare and give the same look. Grab your collar look.
You get a little feedback there.
Yeah.
That's funny because I'm sure at the time you're like, this is so boring. And then when you see it happen, you're like, oh, I wish I had done some stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's probably the same day where you say Jimmy Smith, Colorado.
Yeah.
And they use that on Monday
night. Yeah. You say that. You actually got to say that like three times slowly. Say it again.
Somebody went elementary school this past time. I forget, but you could say whatever you want. High school.
Oh, they did. Yeah. They said they're elementary.
My high school.
Oh, did you go?
I actually said my high school.
How come?
Because I was, it was my rookie year. I forget. I think Webby was hurt or somebody was hurt. And I ended up playing that San Diego game. And I was back in hometown, or not my hometown, but back in California. So, I said my high school.
I bet
just
you,
to give a shout out to my people in Cali, you know.
Oh yeah,
but Colorado did feel some way about that.
How must it be to play in a place where you don't get to win that often, like Detroit? You could say Cleveland for a long time, and now they're turning a corner in Cleveland. Obviously, it just seems like Detroit can't ever get that train on the track right. And Jimmy, as a professional athlete, you know how it is. I feel sorry for guys that maybe have success somewhere else, get a ring, and then go to Detroit for the money, and then they're not heard from anymore. That's got to be tough where there's not a lot of hope year in and year out.
I can't imagine. I mean, that was Cleveland for so long as well. Jacksonville. So my team in college we weren't that good. We won very few games.
Right.
And the mentality, it was tough, but it became like, I don't know, not normal to lose, but people weren't so shocked.
Like it's like the Orioles. You know,
like the Cubs.
We messed around one year and beat Oklahoma when they're number 4 in the country, and we beat like West Virginia when they're like 15 in the country. And those wins for a school that doesn't win a lot, those wins are like the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, when if Detroit goes and beats the Chiefs, or they go beat great games, I'm sure that those wins mean so much to them.
Right.
Wow. Well, you guys will be traveling again. You got a stretch coming up where you don't leave home for like a month. That's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
So
I think we got the 9 games this year too.
Yeah.
9 home games.
Wow. It's good for us. We love it.
That's right. All right. More from
Nothing
Jimmy.
Like playing home.
Number 22, Jimmy Smith of the 1-1 Baltimore Ravens. Every team in the AFC North, 1-1. That's a good thing to be right now. Back with more after this. Big 2-2, top Jimmy, double deuce. The Jimmy Smith Show. Jimmy, let me try out a couple impersonations on you. Give me a 1 to 10 grade.
Well, I think the way we playing, everybody's attacking the ball. They're tackling. And Brandon, Derek is playing well. We could do good things.
How was that, Calais?
Is that my grandpa?
Is that Calais? Yeah. That's Calais, man.
No, man. And then,
that's definitely Calais.
Then I'll try out, they definitely going to get a Super Bowl out of me, Mr. Kirk. I'm just going to keep playing.
That's Lamar.
Not bad, though, right? I mean, I'm in the neighborhood.
He has been working on the Lamar one for so long.
That's definitely Lamar. That's South Florida accent. All of them, they got an accent.
So, man, are you getting ready for Halloween? You got, what, 3 boys? Is that right?
3 boys, and I got a daughter on the way
due
in December.
Right.
Actually, the day we play the Packers is the day my daughter's due.
How does that work? I mean, you don't take the day off, do you?
No.
Hopefully they'll come that day.
Where's Jimmy? Jimmy's out trick-or-treating with the kids.
He's like, it's baby number 4. I probably won't take any time off.
I don't think I would ever miss any of my kids being born.
Oh good. Okay, because people have different views on that. Like, some are like, hey, you know, you're on your own, and some are more like you, where they... So you think you can get out of it?
I think that, you know... Hopefully I talk to my wifey. She'll just probably get a C-section on a different day.
Yeah, they could schedule it.
Postpone it if you're on a Thursday night, do it on Friday.
You can induce on a different night. Daddy's got a game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't really know how that would work out. I remember Joe Flacco having a baby,
right.
Like the night of,
a baby
or something like that. Yeah, oh, he got like six now, but I just remember him missing like meetings and all that type of stuff. Like it's a really important and Harbaugh's really really like big on family, so you know that's something like you just don't miss. It's your
absolutely,
kid.
You don't get that
moment back.
Yeah,
you're exactly. Almost, you're like Baltimore's Nick Cannon. You got four. How many more you think you might have, Jimmy?
I think I might get snipped after this one.
Yeah.
Three boys and a girl's good.
That's you great. You got the girl. That's the golden ticket to have a little bit of each. So
that's cool. So what will you do tonight? Will you watch Monday Night Football, Green Bay and Detroit? You could do a little scouting.
Absolutely. I'll watch a little bit of that Green Bay and Detroit game. Definitely for the future, obviously. But Monday's a good day just to get some body work done. So I got like a massage stretch and then just hang out with the family.
Wow, that's a great day.
How about Deshaun? Would you get 23 different massage therapists through Instagram maybe?
I was like, Deshaun? I thought you were talking about Elliot at first. No, nah, that's not for me.
Yeah.
That's not for me.
No, I'm talking
about using the same. I've been using the same lady for 9 years. So issues like that never arise.
Do you ever get a massage from a guy? Like, some of the masseuses are amazing hands.
So, and I'm not homophobic or anything, but I can't lay there and have a man rub me. I just don't.
But it's
I
not
can't.
Sexual.
In the
so.
Old days, that's
I
how
know
they
it's
did
not
it.
Not sexual, but I don't want just a man rubbing me. And I've had a massage 3 times by guys, and they were good massages. I just don't like it.
I was just gonna say because they have way stronger hands, so you might be like, well, this is way better for my body.
Why do women can't have strong hands?
They just
I'm about
do.
To say, my lady has amazing hands, and it's not. It's not like a pleasant massage. It's not this feels good.
It's like
at
deep
all.
Tissue. Yeah.
And you could always turn that elbow around and get that deep tissue.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys good. Have rough hands too. It's not
guys, I don't know. It's just something I just can't lay down and get rubbed.
I hear you. Jimmy, well, enjoy the Monday Night Football game
and massage.
Your next massage.
The family day. Yeah. And I guess, so is it next Monday, Jimmy Smith Show?
Yeah, it will be. Yep. Monday, 6
All right,
to 7.
Next Monday, we'll do it again. Talk about another win, most likely.
And big thanks to the Ben Garner home team for sponsoring the show tonight.
Appreciate you. Appreciate the Ben Garner home team.
Thank you so much. We'll do it again next week. Have a great night.
Hunt, hunt, hunt.